Paying by plastic card took off in the Czech Republic after the fall of communism as the country transformed into a developed consumer society. But surveys still show a hard core of Czechs shun payment cards, preferring good old cash because they feel they can better keep track of their spending. Now some card companies are rolling out smarter systems which might help overcome this last resistance. Chris Johnstone reports.
Figures from the Czech Bank Card Association show just over 9 million bank cards in circulation in a country of just over 10.5 million people at the end of last year. That was an increase of just over 1.37% on the previous year, but still way behind card ratios in Western Europe. The good news for the big international companies led by MasterCard and Visa that provide these plastic cards and services is that Czechs appear to be using the cards more and more. Transactions in shops using cards rose almost 15% in 2009, with the value of overall transactions topping 200 billion crowns, around $10 billion. But the economic crisis appears to have had a delayed effect in the country, with Czechs now being more thrifty about their payments. Brian Lang, head of MasterCard Europe's Czech and Slovak operations, sums up the state of the market in the first half of the year.
The transactions, the number of transactions that are in the Czech Republic at the point of sale is going up, and it's going up quite well. So the good news is, people are using their cards more at the point of sale. I guess the bad news is for us, they're not spending as much. They're not buying as high-priced merchandise. So the average transactional amount, the average spend that they have, is actually a little bit lower than it's been in the past.
And there is still a staunch core of Czechs who shun plastic payments. According to a survey by GE Money Bank at the start of this year, 13% of Czechs do not own a credit or payment card at all. That is about half the number of non-card holders compared with the situation 3 years earlier. One of the payment card giants, MasterCard, has rolled out technology which may help it crack some of the Czech resistance to using credit cards in particular. Part of that resistance stems from fears about credit card fraud, and some from anxiety they will be tipped into debt by the ease of buying now and paying later. The new technology allows customers to set more controls about how they use their cards. For example, as well as overall spending limits, spending ceilings for particular categories of goods, such as shoes, can also be built in. In Europe, this technology is being tested first in Britain, with a decision still to be made about whether to roll it out in the Czech Republic. Brian Lang again.
We need to find out if consumers really want to be that involved in the card business, which, you know, we hope they do. They do in the UK, which is where we've launched this. It's a fairly sophisticated consumer, which isn't to say Czechs aren't sophisticated, but in the card payment space, people in the UK and in the US and in some of the Western European countries have been around cards a lot more, have had more cards, and therefore are comfortable being more involved in the payment process.
Some market experts, however, believe that this new technology might appeal more to companies than individuals, and say other technological advances in the pipeline make more of an impact, turning even more Czech people into plastic people.
Chris Johnstone with that report. Now, 3 years ago,